All right, go.
Welcome back to another episode of Parenting Talk. I'm Riley.
Move the computer out of the way. I'm Bree.
And today we are just going, I'm just going to talk to my mom and just have a little talk with her because we've both been really busy lately. So, how was your day today? What'd you do? Like,
same thing I do every day. Go to work.
Today, we're on, like, this weird schedule right now because middle school and high school students in 11th grade are doing testing. So, we're on a weird schedule. And, so today was pretty crazy. I got made fun of a lot by the guys.
Because you're wearing a turtleneck and it's 100 degrees out?
No, because they just wanted to make fun of me. Yeah.
Well, there's going to be somebody that makes fun of somebody every day.
Yeah, I know. It's just more than usual they're making fun of me. I don't know. And then the whole college thing, like the college classes, that's been kind of stressful because, yeah, I'm probably not going to end up doing it, actually.
Well, you're not even explaining what you're talking about.
So, at my school that I go to, we have the choice in ninth grade. We have the choice to take one college class at the college near us. And I want to take one of the classes. But you have to fill out all this paperwork and you have to know that you're able to go to these classes. And I'm going during the summer session, or I want to, but I probably won't be able to because first off, it's a lot of paperwork and we did all of it. Like I signed it, my parents signed it, but it's just a lot. And then if I get bad grades in that class, all my grades are going to go down. Like just, they're going to drop. And it's during summer and I'm actually going to be really, really busy this summer. So I'm not going to have any time to take these classes. And all of that is just added stress that I really don't need. So we're probably going to wait until next year. Or it actually depends.
Why? You threw a big fit about it.
I know. It's because, like, if I sign these papers and if I end up turning them in, but I don't, like, go to the classes, I'm not qualified to do any more college classes until I graduate high school. And I'd rather skip a semester, a summer session of college classes, then skip for the rest of high school. Because that can give me a lot of college credits. And we're talking about that, actually.
It doesn't give you that much college credits. It gives you one or two credits. It'll be one or two credits, depending on how many credits the class is worth. It doesn't give you a lot.
Well, it's good for me. Yeah, and then I already have enough going on right now, too, and I'm not doing a very good job with chores at home. Yeah, I know. I absolutely suck at chores. It's bad. The only thing I'm actually good at doing with chores, honestly, nothing. Like, my mom and dad are constantly reminding and yelling at me to take out the trash or do the laundry. The laundry's the biggest one. Doing the laundry.
Rephrase that, because you don't do all the laundry.
Well, like, you know, like, hanging
we
up
clothes. We even had this whole entire thing of you doing your own laundry.
I know, but Cohen and Riker started mixing baskets together, and then you guys did
too. It doesn't matter. You could always go and take your own laundry out.
But you said I can't put all my clothes on cold. And that's the way you taught me to put all my clothes on cold.
No. There's only certain clothes that go in cold. It's the same that we do ours.
And I don't know how to use wash. And then I don't know how to do the hot water.
I've showed you.
No, you haven't. You only showed me how to do cold water.
Oh, you turn the knob to hot.
Yes, but then what other setting do you put it on? Like jeans,
you don't.
Express,
are
delicates?
You washing jeans? Then you put it on jeans.
That's confusing.
Are you washing towels? You put it on towels. You put it on normal if you're washing clothes. You don't even wash all laundry, so I don't even know why laundry is such a big deal to you.
That's the reason why I don't wash my clothes, is because I don't know how to turn it on and do the actual freaking laundry.
I've showed you so many times. Yes, I have. And if you wanted to do your own laundry and you weren't sure, speak up.
I do.
Okay. But anyways, I digress.
So I have to take the clothes that are in the dryer and take them out and fold them and separate them and give them to everybody to put away. And I have to help put Riker's clothes away. Or I put Riker's clothes away.
And that's because you choose them. Instead of helping him.
Because he doesn't know how to do it.
Well, you know why he doesn't know how to do it?
Because he's a crybaby.
No. No. Because you scream at him and you yell at him and you're enabling him to keep depending on you to do it.
Why would you do something right if you know somebody's just going to do it the right way for you?
And then I have to take the clothes, the cold clothes in the washer and hang them up and take them down and fold them later. Yeah. And then I have to clean the bathroom.
No, not just you.
Cohen doesn't do it.
I made him do it today with me.
Okay, when you force him to, he does it. But other than that, it's me who does it. I have to clean the bathroom, help Riker put his clothes away.
It's your guys' bathroom.
It's always my stuff out, yes. So then I help Cohen and Riker clean up their room. And then I...
No, you don't have to help him clean up their room. I tell you what, all the time. All you have to do is help Riker put away his clothes. And did you hear me? The keyword was help put away his clothes.
And then I have to wash some of the dishes that I... Like, the dishes that I use, I have to put them in the dishwasher or wash them.
Most of the time I end up doing it. It's just when you leave oatmeal in a sink or a pan for a whole entire, 9 hours.
Yeah, because I don't go through a whole bunch of dishes like Cohen Riker. They take out a dish for literally every single thing that they're eating. Even if I tell them to reuse the dish.
You don't even have any chores.
And then I sweep the kitchen.
Your dad swept it. I swept it.
I swept it today, too, before I left for school. And then I'm supposed to help with poop, but I didn't do that today or yesterday. I did that yesterday. I cleaned up a little bit of it yesterday.
Cohen did it yesterday because I told him in order to go and play on the drones, they had to pick up poop.
Yeah, I know. I did some yesterday, too. And then, like, when I went outside and I walked past you and your window was open, I knocked on it, I went to go pick up poop. And then... clean up my room. Yeah. Yeah. So, and then I have karate and Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts to worry about. And, yeah. Oh, and I think I'm getting my purple belt soon. Yay. I have to take a written test, and then actually I have to take a test. And I learned my last kata that has to have, like, I'm working on single-worded kata now. The one I'm working on right now is called Okan. It's really weird. And Izzy's really mad at me right now. The girl who's in the class. Because she's salty since she's a purple belt. Well, actually, no. She's a brown belt. And I'm ahead of her. Because she gives up too easily. She gets salty at Sensei and then she leaves for weeks. And then I'm reading this book right now. Modern Lovers. It's kind of good. Kind of weird. I kind of want to read more classic literature. You know what I mean? Yeah. My mom's tired.
I'm listening to you.
She fell asleep.
I'm just listening.
No, I said like you fell asleep in Cohen Riker's room. Because Riker has this thing, my littlest brother, Riker has a thing where he can, like, he is literally attached to my mom. Like, if he could, he would literally attach himself to her like a freaking barnacle. It's pretty fun. Well, it's not funny. Sometimes it's funny. But he cannot go to bed if she's not there or if someone's not laying down with him. And usually it's mom because he'll start crying if it's not mom. Or if she's gone on a trip or something. Even if dad's home, he has to call her for her to tell him a bedtime story right before he goes to bed. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It happened the other night when Grandma and Grandpa spent the night. And she just came out of there. So she fell asleep in there for a little bit, which I do too all the time. When Grandma and Grandpa came over.
Did Grandma hear the story? When I was telling it to Riker?
No, she was helping clean up, or she was watching The Handmaid's Tale with Grandpa. Yeah. But I can hear out. They had the volume up really loud, so. No,
they're like deaf.
No, Cone Riker had you full blast. And then. Yeah, I mean. Oh, there's a pillowcase. What else has been going on lately?
You think I'm a terrible parent and that we're so mean to you?
I don't think
because
that.
Because all you did was push for this stupid MSJC thing. And well, I kept trying to tell you. And you get, Mom, I really want to do this. Mom, I really want to do this. Well, guess what? You really want to do a lot of things, but you, as a kid, don't think about the repercussions and the consequences. Just like this whole entire adventure, this scouting adventure. Which, like I said, I'm not 100% you're going to be going still. If you don't earn the rest of the money, then you're not going. But, like last weekend, when you had all that free time.
Last weekend when?
When we were here on Mother's Day. You could have done your lemonade stand there. You have like $200 or $150 left to earn. Because I'm not paying for that. Because I still have to pay for all the extra gear. Because the trip itself is $1,625. But you lost your hat. So that's a new hat. You have to have two full uniforms. The new bathing, a one-piece bathing suit. All this other extra camping stuff.
Do you think Boy Scouts is sexist?
No.
No?
No. If it was sexist, you wouldn't be able to join Boy Scouts.
True. But, like, why is it that girls had to wear one piece and boys can wear no shirt?
Because most boys don't wear... Why would... I don't think there is a one-piece boy bathing suit. I mean, yes, they have rash guard and shorts, but they don't have a one-piece bathing suit.
Why do girls have to wear it? Girls don't have to wear one-pieces. Most girls don't wear one-pieces all the time.
Because remember what I told you, there's a difference between a bathing suit that's meant for function and a bathing suit that's meant for fashion. And the ones that are usually meant for function are not two-pieces, and they're not... Want to make sure when you're doing whitewater rafting and all this other stuff that you're secure and none of your body parts are going to fall out. And safety, too. You don't want to be in a two-piece bathing suit and your strap gets cut or you get sunburned up here in your boobs. So, I get it. Who cares if a guy's chest gets sunburned? They're not as sensitive. They're just their chest.
No, what's annoying, it's like, I also heard them. This is when you were inside this store. They're like, girls should be covering up because boys will be on this trip. And I was like,
what are you talking about?
Because when they were talking, because one of the girls who was like also listening for her parent or whatever was with her parent. She said, do girls need to wear a one-piece swimsuit? And he said, yes, because of the sun and it's better for you. And because we will be having it is co-ed.
I agree. And I agree that it's stupid to have these rules. It's stupid. It is. It's ridiculous. But I get where they're coming from.
I get it too, but I still...
And you have to sometimes make sacrifices in order to go and do things. Just like if you were to join the Army or the Marines, they just started allowing women to wear their hair down a certain... Like a low ponytail with their hair back, but they're still gonna be in a ponytail. Before, that's why you always saw them with their hair in a bun.
Bun, yeah.
Even though it's not fair. But that it is what it is. You want to go? You got to pay. You got to do the consequences.
Now, just trying to find a one piece bathing suit that's not horribly ugly and covers everything is a whole other thing.
Yeah, and then.
We'll see how that bathing suit fits. We gotta size small. I don't know.
Okay.
But I don't know why you want one that has a hood, but.
Okay. I mean, if it's wet, I mean, what are you gonna do with a wet hood on your head?
That'd be funny. I.
I don't think Boy Scouts is sexist. You gotta remember, Boy Scouts has only started allowing girls for the last 2 years, I think. 2 or 3 years.
No, since 2016. I was in sixth grade.
Hmm. Well, it's still a learning curve.
I have a year. My yearbook has, like, in the back where it has, like, all those, like, famous timelines of that year. One was, like, boys
just... Did you get your book back?
No. She wasn't there today. Because she was one of the test... people. She helped with the...
Who was it?
Test.
Is this Tran?
No, it's Senora Aguilar, my Spanish teacher from last year.
I need to send the boys' books to school.
Amen.
I'm afraid to give them to them, because... But Miss Korea, I think she'll get it back. And Miss Davies, because she already gave it back to us last year.
Mm-hmm. I am actually kind of nervous to go on this trip. Like, really nervous.
You should be. Because that's even if you get to go. Like I said, if you can't prove yourself responsible for the next... Because I get told you had a month before the money is due. The last portion of it. And I told you had to prove yourself responsible. I wasn't going to nag you. I wasn't going to harp on you. You don't get your chores done.
That's proving to me that you're not taking what I say seriously. And you may want to go really bad, but you don't think I'm serious about not letting you go.
I know you're serious about not letting me go.
Okay. Well, like I said,
this is what I'm telling you. Ultimately, the choice is yours if you're going to go or not. You don't finish your chores, you're just not going. You don't show that you're responsible. How can I trust you to go on a plane with limited adult supervision as a co-ed thing? How can I trust?
What does that mean?
I'm just saying, how can I trust you to be responsible and make good choices and to be smart and to be safe?
Wait, no. Go back. Limited adult supervision and co-ed. What does that have to do with anything?
I'm saying there's not as many adults there.
Okay.
There's not going to be somebody who is only looking out just for you. Like here. You got your dad and I who that's our job is to look after you and your brothers. Now, if you go on this trip, there isn't going to be, these adults aren't going to, they're just like a teacher. There are so many kids that they have to keep track of in a timeline, and they have to help, and they have to volunteer, and they have also, they can't be watching you to make sure you're making smart choices all the time.
You think I'm going to get in a mess with a boy.
Did I say that?
That's why you said co-ed.
No, I said it's a co-ed event. That's all I said. But that's
also why you were nervous about letting me go in the first place.
No. I just told you. How can I trust you to make smart choices if you can't even make smart choices with the simple things that I'm asking you to do for a trip that you want to go on? How do I know you're responsible, and how do I know that you're not going to be a complete fool out there and make a big mess, or I don't know, just not be safe maybe, I don't know. I don't know. There's so many things that go through my head as a parent. Because if anything happens to you and I'm not there, guess who I'm going to blame? Myself. Because me, as an adult, as your parent, my sole job is to make sure that you're healthy, happy, alive, and thriving. So if something were to happen to you, like what if there was a whitewater rafting accident and you fall into water and hit your head on a rock and then you're in a vegetative state forever? Who do you think I'm going to blame? Myself.
I thought about that too, actually.
What happens if you're messing around on the boat and you guys are like, oh, you're so stupid. It could be a girl, it could be a boy. I don't care. One of you accidentally shoves each other or the other person and you fall over into the water. That's what I'm saying. If you're not responsible enough to even prove to me that you are understanding what I'm saying about going and being responsible and holding up your end of the deal, how can I trust you to make smart choices when there's so much riding on it? What happens if something happens in the plane? Things like that happen all the time. So. You think it's all about, oh, because it's a boy and a girl thing? No. You're going to be just as likely to get into trouble over here with a boy, just as like you're going to be in trouble over there with a boy. You can make the same stupid decisions that you can make here.
Mm-hmm.
So. Anyways. But, like I said, the choice is ultimately up to you. If you want it bad enough, you have however many more weeks left until the money's due.
Continue.
Yep. What else has been going on lately?
I don't know what. Now you're stumped because now you're thinking about everything I just said.
I guess.
Well, you're not talking, so now you're completely quiet.
Yeah.
Is that because you didn't realize that everything I was saying?
No, I'm just taking all in what you all said. What you said.
Like I said, the trip is only $1,625 only. $1,625. And I told you, you're not accounting for all the money you have to spend going there. Just in case you need a water bottle, you need, like, say, feminine hygiene things. You're going to have to get something at the store there. Well, it's not these other adults' responsibility to buy this stuff for you. I can't just be like, oh, let me go ahead and Facebook you some money. Let me go ahead and send you money. No, that's not how it works. It's not like a credit. Not just that, it's just, I mean, like, I don't know any of these. I know Jasmine. And I know Chris. I don't know all these other people. Granted, like I said, just because I may not like them doesn't mean you might like them. Just because you'll get along with somebody doesn't mean I'll get along with somebody. You know, you're 14. 14-year-olds make mistakes, just like adults. But I don't know if you realize the enormity of your choices and how it could affect your future. One bad choice can ruin your whole entire future. So, I don't know. What does Max say about you going on this trip?
I think I told him about it. I don't know.
I thought he was your best friend. I thought you'd tell him everything.
I don't know, because I kept this kind of... No, I think he knows. He thinks it's pretty cool. But then again, I'm just gonna, like, I know I shouldn't be comparing this right now, but if he was your kid, I'm pretty sure you let him do whatever he wanted, because he's super responsible, and he gets stuff done.
Just because you're responsible does not mean you get to do anything you want. You've been the most responsible person and still make terrible choices.
He literally fixes his mom's car for her, because she tells him to.
Okay. My brother used to fix all the stuff, and guess what? He's still a terrible person. Just because you do something nice doesn't negate the fact that you
did something. He's constantly listening. I don't mean this as a bad thing, Max. He listens to them as soon as they come out, and he messages me the next morning. I don't mean this as a bad thing, Max, but, like, you listen to your mom a lot and dad, and, yeah, you don't argue with them very much. You just kind of stay quiet and you do what you're supposed to do.
He's just like your dad.
Exactly.
Yeah, your dad never talked back to grandpa or grandma.
Mm-hmm. That's who he is.
Everybody has a different personality.
I try.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Just like when I ask you to do something and you're like, ugh, I'm getting up and I'm doing it, and I come in here and you're like on your bed reading. I'm like, okay, but like when I was asking about Riker shoes and socks, you know that I have to leave at 7 o'clock.
Okay, but you know that I'm still only 14 and they're not going to listen to me 24/7.
I understand that, but you also realize that I'm working from home to help you guys out and to help pay for all these.
I understand that. But you don't understand either that I'm trying to get several things done at once, trying to get Cohen up.
I understand, but then sometimes when I come in here and I ask you to do something, and I don't get downtime where I'm just like, okay, I can do whatever I want. Literally multitasking as I'm supposed to be working. I have to stop and put myself on mute to get work done. Or to get up and get somebody something. I wish that I had more time. I wish that things were different. But this is the reality of it. Yeah, you're 14. And all these things are not your responsibility. But in order for you to have the pluses that you've become accustomed to, you have to sacrifice for those things. You can't get without giving. You can't go to camp if I can't go to work. It's just how it is. Because if I don't go to work, you don't get money. You don't get money, you don't have money for camp. So, it's just how it is in life. Just like if you were to be in school and you really want to go on the school field trip, but you didn't do half of your reports. Well, your teacher's like, yeah, here, I'll let you turn them in, but I'm going to deduct so many points. And if you don't get so many points to go onto this field trip, you're not going. It's happened. I had a teacher that did this to me once before. I was probably like 8th grade. Maybe even 7th grade. I've always gotten really bad migraines. And because I would miss so much school, I wouldn't be caught up on the work. Well, my whole entire class went on a field trip. Me and one other kid didn't get to go on the field trip. And I was like, that's so shitty. Because I got left out of a whole entire thing that was middle school. Pretty sure it was middle school because I don't think I was in high school. Mrs. Dean. I hated her. Terrible teacher. Anyways.
Who has the name Mrs. Dean?
Dean.
Oh, Mrs. Dean.
Yes. But anyways, but it was a whole entire thing of, did it suck? Heck yeah, it sucked. But did I have to deal with the consequences because those were her rules? I did. And no matter what my mom and dad did or my mom did for me, she didn't budge. That teacher did not budge. So, I get it. It's not the same. Back in when I was a kid and when grandma and grandpa were kids, only one person usually worked. And it was enough for one person to work to buy a house and have a new car and have a vacation and do all this stuff. But we live in California, especially Southern California. And most states, if not all, it requires both parents to work. Like I said, I don't know if you know anybody. Well, I'm sure you do. You just probably don't know that you know. That a lot of your family or your friends or families are struggling. You have to either choose go to work and be able to put food on the table or stay home because your kids were doing distance learning. There's a lot of people that are like that. Well, you know, even though the school system isn't a babysitter, I mean, you think about the places or the houses that rely on two incomes to survive. Or the people whose job closed because of COVID. Like half these businesses I have to call during the day, they're still closed because of COVID. One of the recordings said, we are short staffed, so everybody in our office is helping on the production line. But they were closed. So. And I know you're 14. You don't think about this kind of stuff. But in order for you to have all the fun, going these trips, go to the beach, get new fishing poles because we want to go fishing. Go and do this, and you need hiking boots. Oh, well, you got a camping list today. Oh, well, I need this stuff to go on this camping trip. You're lucky that I'm able to afford those things for you. How I afford them? I go to work. Your dad sacrifices a lot of sleep, so there's always somebody here to take care of you guys. So if I have to ask you to get the boys ready or do this in order for all of us as a family to survive, so be it. You're going to be silent on this episode? You want to just end the episode?
No, I'm listening to you.
But you're also not talking and giving input. Nobody wants to hear dead silence.
Well, I mean, when I try to say something, you get annoyed or roll your eyes when I say something.
No, go ahead.
Or when I don't say stuff, you get annoyed. Or if I just say okay, you get annoyed too.
You're not even saying anything.
I'm talking right now.
Okay.
I try. Well, okay. With chores, no, I'm talking about, like, in general. Like, not trying, like, not having an attitude and, like, trying to stay quiet. I guess, like, not talk back as much, not be rude. I feel like I've gotten a little better. What do you think?
No.
How?
You literally scream at your brothers and tell them because to shut up. They're idiots.
I don't call them idiots. Yes. And I only tell them to shut up once in a while.
And you tell them they're stupid.
I don't tell them that. That's Riker who tells Colin he's stupid.
You tell him too.
No, I don't.
Your dad and I have both caught you.
Okay, but that wasn't recently or anything
yes,
like that.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Okay, Riley, I'm not going to argue with you. But anyways. I don't want to argue with you. You see it differently. I'm hearing you talk to your brothers when I tell you to do something. And you're like, why are you freaking doing this? Just put your freaking stupid freaking shoes on. Exactly. It's word for word, that's exactly what you say.
I'm sorry. That's the way you said that.
Isn't that not word for word what you say? Is that not what you say?
Sometimes.
My God, why do you have to make this so freaking hard? Just put your freaking shoes on. God, why are you doing this? God, you're such a freaking crybaby. Who does that sound like? Exactly. And just think about that. You don't like getting yelled at, but yet you turn around and you yell at them. So
I yell at them because they yell at me.
But I'm saying.
But they don't understand that I'm trying to help them.
Oh! Stop. Is that an epiphany for you?
Stop.
Do you realize that when I'm yelling at you, it's an epiphany? Did you just have an epiphany?
Okay. Listen to me. Okay, I'm not going to do what you want me to do if you're yelling at me.
So you think your brothers are going to do what you want them to do when you're yelling at them?
They do it.
After how many times you yelled at them?
Several.
Exactly.
Yeah, they still do. But,
so okay, after I've yelled at you enough about your laundry, then it gets done.
Okay, no. I just, like, I have to, like, sometimes I'll just go and get the laundry myself because, like, you don't tell me. I'm like, well, I should probably go get the laundry. And I'll go get it. And then when I'm grabbing it, you're like, oh, you got to go do the laundry. The laundry has to be done. And then I don't want to do it because you just did that. Like, same thing. When I sweep, like, the other day I did most of my chores in the morning. And I was sweeping. You're like, you need to sweep. And I was like, I'm doing it right now. And then I stopped sweeping because I got annoyed. And I was frustrated and I was done.
No matter what I say to you, it will never be the right thing. No. Even when I'm nice to you and all this other stuff. It's never what you want. It's never anything.
No, it's just
I'm listening.
I hate when you do that stupid sing-songy voice, like, telling me to do my chores. That's what irritates me the most and doesn't want me to do anything.
So you'd rather me yell at you and shout at you instead of sing-song?
No, I'd rather have you just not say anything until, like,
so you that
really
way
have to yell at me. Like, you don't say anything in the morning, just, like,
because I'm busy getting my stuff done to go to work. Because I have to go to work.
So then sometimes I'm just sitting here and I'm like, well, there's nothing for me to do. I don't want to read. I don't want to get ready for school. I'm just going to.
Sometimes I've walked in here and you're literally with a book in your face.
It's because I'm almost done.
Exactly. And I'm like, you could be doing better things with your time. There's a time and a place to read. And in the morning when I'm trying to get signed onto the computer at 6:00 in the morning, which my body still is not adjusted to, then, yes, I don't really care. There's more things I need to worry about. I need to worry about making everything quiet so I can make a phone call.
Yeah, I know, but, like, the other day, I cleaned up some of the kitchen, and, like, when Grandma was over, she didn't tell me to do anything, and so I just did it, because it just needed to be done.
You half did your chores, but whatever.
Well, I had two brothers
to watch. But nobody told you to do any of this. You did part of the stuff that wasn't necessary, and you felt the need to parent your brothers when that's why Grandma and Grandpa were here.
Grandma and Grandpa were the ones who told them that they could stay up. Okay. Till you got home.
Okay, and guess what? We already knew that they would be up. We knew what we were coming back into. I knew the chaos and the whole entire not having a structure. I knew what would happen.
I think that happened.
Yeah. I had to deal with the fallout of trying to get them to go back on a schedule and go back to sleep at a certain time and get done getting used to doing things back. So Cohen is a kid that needs structure. Him and Riker need to have the same thing every day so they know what to expect. They know what to plan for. Now, they know not to ask me about their phones because their chores aren't done. I haven't told them they don't have their phones. Why they don't have their phones, I just don't bring it up anymore. If they don't fill up, if they don't do their end of the deal, they don't get their phone. But then they'll ask me, well, how come Riley has her phone? She doesn't do her chores. She doesn't do her part of the deal. And I agree. I don't think it's fair. I don't think you should have your phone, but I'm not. But I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going this way. I'm not going that route. I'm not going to go down that rabbit
hole. Why don't you explain them real quick? I'm not going to go in this conversation with you. I'm just going to say it to them. So, my mom has taken several things away from me. Electronics, anywhere from my computer to my phone to my tablet to... Grandma calls her Tappy Feet. To me one time having to sleep on just my mattress, to me not be, like, I don't know, just, like, getting a lot of stuff taken away, a lot of privileges taken away. And, don't lift her up. And so one time she caught me on my school computer, and she took it from me. And then I said, okay, go ahead and take it from me. I don't care. Because she's taken things, like, she's taken my guitar away. She's taken makeup away. She's taken me being able to clean my face away.
I didn't take it away. I told you it's not the time and place.
She won't let me do it.
If it's past your bedtime, you got to prioritize your time better.
She won't let me do it.
That's why you're smiling, because you know it's true. Like how you told me, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And then I was like, no, I know, girl, I know.
No, I went to the bathroom.
I know, but there's been plenty of times where you tell me you're going to go do one thing, and then all the while you think that I'm not listening or paying attention.
What the heck? Yeah, so I gave her my phone, I gave her my tablet, and I gave her everything. I was like, here, just take it. I don't care. Because I don't care. She can take my computer. She can take my phone, my tablet, my guitar, my makeup, my bed. I don't care anymore. Because I want it all taken away. It doesn't faze me anymore. It doesn't bother me.
I would let you do more, and I would give you more and praise you more if you did what you were supposed to do. So, like I said, I was bringing up the point of your brothers don't have their stuff. This is what it was. It was Grandma and Grandpa were here while we were gone. I knew what the consequences of my actions were because I needed to go and do something. I had to be willing to sacrifice structure and standards and the emotional regulations and destruction from the stability and emotions that from Cohen and Riker need and come to expect. I knew what I was doing. But as an adult, I know that I can handle it. I know the consequences. I know what I'm going to have to deal with coming back into it. I knew that when I came home, I knew they were going to have sour attitudes. They weren't going to want to get up in the morning. They were going to say, well, Grandma, Grandpa, let me do this. Riley was so... I knew what I was coming into. But I try to tell you that Grandma and Grandpa were the adults here. These things that you felt the need to do, you didn't have to do because That's what they're there for. The parents are there for. Or the grandparents.
I just thought I could prove myself. Yeah. I thought I could prove myself.
And we said thank you, but we also told you it wasn't your job. I did say thank you, and I did appreciate it. I did tell you that.
Continue.
I don't know. Like I said, I want you to have all these pluses, and I want you to do all this fun stuff, and I want you to go on this trip because it's a great opportunity, but it's at what cost? And am I willing to sacrifice, like, my own moral compass and, like, feelings when I'm not sure if you're ready for such a big trip? Like I said, there are so many, I don't even think you realize how many people actually out there don't even let their kids spend the night even at a family member's house unless it was, like, their grandparents. There are a lot of kids out there that do not get to go anywhere and spend the night.
I know.
Like, you guys get to go and do... You guys are pretty spoiled. You guys get to do a lot. But again, it comes with great sacrifice. And I understand. I know you can't wait till you're 18 or 17 and you're 18 and you get to move out on your own. But you'll also realize how expensive it is. And you'll realize how much freedom you had here. But you know what? You might thrive on it and you might flourish and find that you really love being on your own and you can do it. And you know what? If you do, more power to you. I'm so great. I'm so glad. I'm glad that you're a smart, strong, independent lady who can do all this. I have no doubt you'll go far in life. Everybody tells me how great and how kind you are and how smart and how friendly you are and how ambitious. Like, Lisa and I were talking today, or she messaged me today, how Ariana's classes are being now finally being taken from regular general ed classes to special ed classes. And she was saying, you know, she was like, well, these grades will change, but hopefully she'll never have any other classes. Hopefully they're always special ed classes. She's like, that way, you know, she graduates. I'm like, she'll be fine. She'll graduate. She's like, only if she stays in these special ed classes. But me, you know, I told Lisa, why do you only want her to be in special ed classes? Yes, I understand they're helping her. But if you're setting the bar down here and her expectations, why would she strive to reach here if your bar is down here? Why would she try to surpass that when you're okay and complacent with her being mediocre? Mm-hmm. And then Lisa said, we were talking about your guys' grades, and she's like, well, Riley is your daughter. She's a bitty Brie. And I was like, I'm not a perfectionist. She goes, well, I was terrible at school. I was terrible because I had so many health issues. I had so many home life issues. I was never a good student. You know, and she's like, well, not that Brianna. She's like, I'm talking about adult Brie. I was like, yeah, I'm still not a perfectionist.
I'm a perfectionist.
But
when it comes to certain things, grades, I'm a perfectionist at. Like, I'm literally doing 2 assignments for English that are due in 9 days because I want extra credit because I'm at a B right now. And that B is not an A. It's not an A. I have 2 A pluses. It's not, to me, that's not good enough. If all those do not say A's on there, then I'm mad. It's just how I am.
But an A doesn't define you. It doesn't, even if you got a B, it doesn't mean you didn't try your best. Like we tell you all the time. As long as you try your best. Your best may not be an A. Your best may be a C.
Yeah, well, my best might not be good enough to get into college.
To get good college enough might not. College isn't for everybody.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to end up going to college.
There's a lot of trade schools out there. You could become like a welder. Dude, they make so much bank. Like, using like a little torch and heat gun, or they have big ones too, and you're literally melting metal to metal. Oh my god, they get paid so much money. I was thinking about it, but I was like, I think I would do excellent at it, but again, it's not my dream job. So I think I'm gonna take the 25th off. I think I'm gonna do, there's a, 911 thing. I think I'm going to take the day off to take the testing. Your dad was like, I thought you turned it down. I was like, I didn't. I just said I wasn't interested at the time. So they keep sending me all these test exams. I'm like, whoa. But again, I want to do these things. And as an adult, guess what? I have to choose to continue doing surrogacy or to go forward with this job. Because I can't do both.
Mm-hmm.
Because surrogacy, there is an expiration on my uterus, but there's not an expiration on my career. But one, the job will be great for me and my family in the long run. But surrogacy is more of an instant gratification. And then after, I could do 911. But I can't do 911 in this surrogacy because then it's too high stressful of a job and too much in contact with people that I know the IPs would not be okay with it. And I would have to take time off while I'm on a probationary period. So.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, these are choices I have to make as an adult. And I can't really, there's no right or wrong choice, but there's consequences with each choice I make. So I gotta figure which is gonna be best for us.
Mm-hmm.
But I constantly change. I constantly try to improve myself. I am always looking for ways to make myself better, to make my life easier, to make your guys' life easier. Hence why I was like, oh, I'm gonna do surrogacy kit. Oh, this job came up, I can work from home, I can help Aaron out. That's great. I don't like being stagnant. I'm not like Cone. I don't like structure. I like to be over here, and then over here, and then back over here, and then over here.
Mm-hmm. You know what's funny?
What?
All my teachers say that I am one of the reasons why our class is so open and everyone talks in it. Is because I'm always the first one to talk. And I'm always the one who has to start up a conversation with somebody. And that I just make a nicer, more talkative environment in class. Because literally, I am always talking. I will interrupt my teacher, nicely though. I'll interrupt my teacher and, tell them something. They'll be like, yeah, yeah. So, that's what I get told all the time. But I don't know. It's because, I told this to my PE teacher. She was like, oh, Riley, you're kind of cool. And I was like, well, that's the in-school Riley. Like, there's the in-school Riley. Then there's with my friends Riley. And then
but guess what? It's funny. Riley. You're just coming to this realization. But everybody's an adult has that. There's a person that goes to a school. There's, there is the work Brianna. There is the friend Brianna. There is the high school Brianna. There is the surrogacy Brianna. There is a lot of versions, which is fine. Everybody has multiple versions of themselves. And it's great because you're able to compartmentalize and assess the situation and who you need to be. You're adaptable. Hence why I think that I would do good in some of these jobs that a lot of people can't. That's why I think I was able to do surrogacy because in my head, I already know that baby's not mine. That is surrogacy Brianna. It's not my baby. It's done. But at home, I am a hothead. I am angry. I am loud. I'm impatient. I'm bossy. You know what? There's a saying, or from a psychologist thing, it says, and I firmly believe it, your kids are the worst behaved when they're around you because they feel the most comfortable with you. Like, you guys go over your friend's house and your teacher's house, just like you're saying, and you're so well behaved because you know what's expected of you and you know the rules. But at home, you can be yourself and you know that you're loved. No matter how shitty of a person you decide to be that day. But at home, you guys have held it all together, being school Riley all day, all tense in this ball, and you're just like, can't wait to come home, and you're like, Oh my god, I finally could take my mask off. I could finally take this cloak of happiness off. I'm gonna throw it on the ground and I could just be myself now. Be, I hate the world and I hate you. Get your freaking stupid socks on. Get your freaking stupid stuff away. You know it. It's exactly what you say. Licorice, shut your freaking mouth.
You even yell
at the dog. A poor innocent dog.
Who's barking a lot. She barks 24/7. You even tell her to shut up.
Dax? Right now, I look over and I
know. I have to put those in the laundry.
I know. Literally, story of your life. If they don't know, they probably should know by now because I probably mentioned it every podcast. When I look over and I see piles of clothes, how haunts me at night. Excuse me, who's Tappy Fee? Is it you or Licorice? You're just as tappy, you and your long nails. Tick, tick. You're tickety talk with Mr. Waggle Bottoms. You were on my bed, weren't you? How about his foot? Well, is it pink or they're bleeding?
No.
What's up, Tappy? Want me to give him the yell? I like when he yells at me. He goes, woof, 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 woof.
Yeah, but I think, okay, I'm joining all of this stuff right now because I know that as soon as I turn 16, my priorities are going to be changing. I'm going to be focused on being in 11th grade and focusing on getting ready to, get ready to send applications into college and to have a job and to hopefully be trying to get my driver's license and, you know, to be focusing on bigger things, things that are going to make me function, like, make me, oh my god, not now.
It's trying to play.
She's trying to play.
What?
It's trying to make me adapt and turn into a functional adult.
She doesn't know what to do when she tries to play.
Doesn't want, because I have to adapt and learn how to turn into a functional adult.
She's like, what the hell? Get away from me. I'm out of here.
I have to learn how to adapt and turn into a functioning adult. And that's what I'm focusing on. Like, Mom, I have a survey that's due tomorrow that you and me have to do. And I have to... No! Get out!
When did the survey magically come out?
Tuesday. Oh my god.
Put her outside.
Licorice, go.
She just told you to
go.
She growled at you and told you to go. Close the door, you only got like 6 more minutes. So you're just now telling me about a survey.
Yes, but it's a survey I have to take in order to figure out what classes I want to take next.
So you're just now telling me about this on a Thursday night when you've known since Tuesday.
Let me finish,
okay? But I'm asking you.
Yes. Let me finish though. So it's like I have to
decide. An emergency on your unpreparedness on your part is now an emergency on my part?
No,
I don't like, no, you only have so much time.
Oh my god. Okay. Well, we have to fill it out anyways. I just want to do it now. So I have to fill out like what my counselors came in with us for the past 2 days and they're talking about college and how to read transcripts, how to do all this stuff, and so they want me to fill this out, and they say that I should take, because my school gave me these papers that are in my backpack that tell me, like, how many years of each, like, subject I need in order to have college credits and to go to college, and, like, I need, like, 3 years of foreign language or whatever, so they recommend next year that I take PE and Spanish, 3, instead of having an elective. Or I can have an elective and have it as my 0 period or a 7th period. Or I might not be able to take an elective at all, even if I want to. So it's, like, complicated because I have to have you help me figure out which my electives are going to be. And you have to help me figure out if I want to take AP World History next year.
These are your electives, not mine.
Okay, electives doesn't matter right now because, yeah, that's my choice. And I might have to have a 0 period. I might have to go to school earlier. But... or stay later, but they want me to go over with you and show you that I can take AP classes or IB classes or just normal classes or honors too, right? I think you take honors in high school, like not in 9th grade, but 10th grade. So, yeah, I have to have it filled out. And I think I'm going to take IB classes.
I don't think they know what IB, because IB, not all schools are IB.
Isn't IB lower than AP, or is it higher?
It's higher.
Oh. I think I want to take IB classes, and it's higher than AP.
You have to explain what IB classes is. Go ahead, keep talking. IB classes, there you go.
So,
it's International Baccalaureate, I can't even say it. The complete list of IB courses and classes. Prep, it's because your school's considered a prep school.
Yeah.
Your school's considered a college prep school.
So, question. Is IB harder than AP?
You only have like...
IB is higher level and is considered harder than AP. Yes, and I can also take IB and AP placement tests to figure out what I want to get into and stuff like that. And so, yeah, I think I'm going to take my English IB class next year with the same teacher. Or I don't know if I can take IB this year, but it says so on my form.
The school's almost over. The school year's almost over.
I know. Can you believe I'm going to be a 10th grader in, like, 3 months?
So if you live long enough to survive that long.
Be quiet, Mom.
I meant for me murdering you. From all your background.
Yeah, be quiet.
Like, strangling you in your sleep.
Stop.
A lot of moms who do that. A lot of moms who kill their own kids.
I know. That's why I don't ever want to go to bed on bad terms.
Think I'm going to murder you in your sleep? They never find your body.
I thought Dad was going to sexually harass me. Because we listened to a whole bunch of those, like, sexually harassed podcasts. Now everyone's like, it could be someone you know. It could be your dad. It could be your uncle.
Most of the time, it's somebody you do know. They're grooming you because they've known you so long.
Exactly. But, yeah. So, I...
They would never find your body.
Stop.
They know way too many ways to murder
Stop.
You.
Stop.
Didn't I tell you?
Yes.
I'd just bury you in, like, the forest.
Yes. And me and April talked about this. You dig a hole, you put the body in, you cover up the body a little bit, then you put an animal carcass on it, and you cover it up.
That'll live. You dig a deep hole for the the body, you cover it, and then you make a shallow grave on top of that, and you put, like, a dead animal on top of it. Yeah. That when the cadaver dogs, the canine dogs, go looking for a body. They find an animal body. They stop digging.
Max, we have our idea to kill. I'm just kidding.
Roses are red. Violets are blue. I watch enough murder shows. They'll never find you. I bet he's going to laugh at that now. I'm going to get you some roses and violets.
Dude, this thing's going to wake up one morning with roses on my bed, just laying on
that
me.
Way you know. When I die, I'm gonna come back and haunt you. I'm gonna put those all over. You're just gonna all of a sudden see those flower petals everywhere.
Oh my god, please don't.
I'm gonna haunt you.
I'm being serious, Mom. Don't.
You'll start laughing because in your head you'll be like, I know that's my mom from heaven watching me. Or hell, you know. Hey. Either or.
That's scary. That's gonna terrify the crap out of me. Maybe like the Winchester woman, whatever her name is.
I'm morbid. I'm gonna haunt you. Like I said, I'll be moving every day. You'll come over and this will be just. Two just to the left.
Stop.
It'll slowly irk at you. Like, I might move your books around. Just put one over here, and you'll be like, that's where I locked that door. I put my...
Stop.
Anyways, this is this week's episode of Parent Teen Talk. Roses are red, violets are blue. I know, I watch enough murder shows, though, and I'll never find you.
She's murdering me, guys. I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
I bet the dog is still alive.
Dude, this is my baby. This thing is never right. going anywhere.
Anyways, this week's episode of Parenting Talk, it really had no subject.
Nope, just venting, I guess, and just talking to each other.
Join us next week. We will talk about sex trafficking.
What are the signs?
What to look for? How does it happen? Does somebody you know fall victim to being a sex trafficker?
I want to get my friend on here.
So, peace out. This is Parenting Talk. Out.
Oh, we gotta say your names. By the way, Max, you should come on to next week's episode.
Come on, Maximilian Maxwell House.
He still laughs at that. WWJD, what would Jesus do?
WW. MD, what would mom do? See, it's like WWJD. WWMD. See, WWBD, what would Brianna do?
Yeah, what would Brianna do?
She'd say, don't be stupid, don't die.
All right, see you guys. We're running out.
Stay alive. Good night. Goodbye. All right, bye. See you later. Bye.